Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, 248-539-9797. As most of you who have a pulse and live in this area know, Michigan defensive lineman Mazi Smith had some felony charges against him pressed, and it was released yesterday. The felony is for a concealed weapon charge. Now, everybody knows that nothing has happened to him. Nothing happened discipline-wise by the University of Michigan. Now, is what he was charged with a major deal? Probably not. He was allowed to have that gun, but he had to have a permit for it, and that procedure was not
he had
exercised.
To have a permit to have it concealed.
Correct.
Which, if you have it in your car, it is considered concealed.
Right.
It could be on the seat. It could be on your lap. It could be strapped to the top of your head.
Right.
In the car, it's still concealed.
So the controversy about this is not, you know, whether Mazi Smith is a good person or how horrible this, you know, arrest was, that type of thing. The problem that I and many people have is why did Michigan cover it up for a long time? The incident, he was stopped the morning of October the 7th at 9 a.m. Now, if the police had immediately arrested him, the prosecution would have had to make a decision on charges within, 2 days, 48 hours, right?
Yeah. Well, arrest and hold him.
Correct.
He was arrested but were released at the police station.
Yes. Now, was he released at the police station because he had to get on a flight to go with his team to play at Indiana? I don't know the answer to this. But I do know that it just looks ridiculous when a few weeks later, there's silence from Michigan on this, and they know it's going to come out because court records always end up coming out eventually. Yep. Anyway, as this proves. So, and then a few weeks later, with the tunnel incident, Ward Manuel, Jim Harbaugh, you know, basically get up on a podium and just go nuts. I'm being a little exaggerating here about, you know, charges should be filed and all this kind of stuff against the Michigan State athletes. And look, some of them, they should be charged, and they were. But you basically, knowing that you have this that might come up, I don't know if PR is the correct word. The way they handle things in Ann Arbor and in a lot of these college schools that are in these cities like Penn State, like Happy Valley, and you could, you know, pick your Lubbock or wherever, where athletics is so important, where, you know, they kind of cover some stuff up. To me, when it happened, you say, hey, here's what happened. One of our players, Mazi Smith, this happened. He will not be playing in the Indiana game, and we'll let the rest, the court handle everything else. That's what should have happened. And it didn't. So now you have this coming out now. You have a major distraction for a Big Ten championship game. People are talking about, you don't need this. To me, that's what bothers me the most. And look, I'm not going to get into the whole, the whataboutism stuff that goes on around here. But it does make you wonder, if you're a Michigan State fan, that, you know, everything that seems to happen in Michigan, and this is, John, you know this better than anybody, the way back in the day, now I'm sure all schools were like this, you know, it was like, well, Bo will take care of everything. You know, just if you get in trouble, just go to Bo and everything will disappear pretty much.
Well, I don't know because I didn't play for Bo.
Okay, but that, you know that's the perception.
Okay, the perception is whatever somebody thinks about
it. Okay, but to me, don't you think this was handled poorly by Michigan? Even whether you want to say optically handled poor or just it makes no sense to me. Why not get in front of something? We have a history of this with Ward Manuel, with you know the Xavier Simpson incident. I mean, this is not the first time.
So Donovan, you want Donovan, him to punish Mozzie Smith because of was perceived to be poor decisions prior to that.
I wanted Mozzie Smith to be suspended for one game because he broke the law. And say what you want, and it probably will be pled down. It's still a felony.
But it wasn't a felony until yesterday.
Yeah, okay, so why did it take so far? So this is another reason why, if you're a Michigan State fan or a fan of another school, why did it take 4 weeks, basically, for this to come out? That's what I don't understand. For the procedure to take 4 weeks, or however long it took. Well, it took longer than...
I think it's like 7 weeks.
It took longer than the tunnel situation, is my point.
Right.
Why?
I don't have an answer to that.
I know you don't.
And when you hear from the district attorney, and he talks about there's nothing, you know, this is unremarkable. This is the process, the procedure, and I don't have anything to gauge that against. And this is, you know, like if I knew somebody else that had the same charge and it was handled differently at the beginning and and it was different than how they handled Mozzie Smith, then I could say, sure, here you go. But I don't have that context. And I'm not saying either way. I just don't have that context.
Don't you think it's curious that the prosecutor, in this case from Washtenaw County, is a big Michigan fan and has Go Blue on his Facebook page and all this kind of stuff, and actually teaches a law course at the University of Michigan?
Well, if you're going to hold yourself to a certain standard in regards to like our law school, we have these people and here's their accomplishments, and they're also teaching at our law school.
Okay, so that
a local prosecutor, I would think it's kind of a no-brainer.
Okay, so I'll give you that one. Okay, but you shouldn't have a Michigan fan trying to decide jurisdiction or crime punishment for Michigan football players. He should be recused from the case, don't you think? Okay, even optically, worse comes. It looks horrible.
I'm not going to deny the fact that it doesn't look good.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean that there's anything improper happening. And until yesterday, there was a lot of people that believed that there was not going to be charges brought. And so why would you suspend a kid when something didn't rise to the level of being charges? And now you're looking at it going, if you know, a felony gun charge, sure. But the context of it, and here's where, if we're just talking optically, then sure, I understand the issues with that. Here's why I don't have a problem with how they're being handled, because I have a problem with the law itself. I understand the law needs to be followed, and I've used that same, the same standard when I'm talking about NIL. All right, the law has changed, the rules have changed in regards to NIL. What was no longer what is now legal didn't used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if the law is eventually changed, I can change my opinion, but you still have to adhere to that law. The reason I don't have a problem with if the prosecutor decides, well, we're going to plead this down or we're going to eventually drop the charges, I don't have an issue with that because I don't particularly care for the law.
All right, we're talking about the Mozzie Smith situation. I just think even if you don't believe he should have been suspended for the Indiana game like I do, I think they should have been at least forthright to say, hey, one of our players, if you want, you know, Mozzie Smith was, you know, stopped for this. Just explain what happened, and we're going to let, you know, the time take its, you know, course, and we'll figure out what happens.
Here's the details I understand it. And tell me if you understand it differently, is that he is legally allowed to own a gun. He is of age and can own a gun. The gun was registered. where Mozzie went wrong was, and this is from, I think, from the reports and some things that have been reported, that he was in the process of attaining his CPL, did not have it yet, and Michigan is an open carry state, so you can carry it, but as soon as you go inside a vehicle and you close the door, no matter where it is, it's now concealed.
Let me ask you this question. I don't know the answer to this. It was suggested to me, and I have no idea. Is it university rules law that you cannot have a gun, whether it's legal or not, on campus?
On campus property.
As a student.
On campus property.
Right. Was he, I mean.
The roads are not campus property.
Okay.
As far as I understand. Right.
248-539-9797. Let's say good morning to Don and Duran. You're 97 on the ticket.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Good.
I would say the difference between Michigan State and him is, and I don't want to sound like a homer, but Michigan State, it was violent. It was an assault. And once you apply, you go down, you pay the $100 to apply. I have my CPL. You go down and apply. They give you a piece of paper stamped by the clerk. And I believe you're legally allowed to conceal carry until you're denied when they do the background check and everything. I'm not 100% sure about that.
No, you've got to get the license in the mail.
You do have to get it in the mail?
Yes.
All right, because it is an open carry state. I don't know, maybe the legal department, you know what I mean? He's probably going to plead down or in the process. I don't know. I kind of agree with you, John, as far as they probably should have said something, but
yeah, that's my point.
I don't agree with the law.
Well, I agree. I don't agree with the law, but the fact of the matter is the law was broken.
Right.
And whether I agree with it or not, it still needs to be followed.
Yes, exactly. Do you think that Michigan should have said something, whether they had any discipline early or not, but at least they acknowledged it? Because they should know better that eventually it's going to come out and it's going to be.
Yeah, but if they believed, which I was told they believed, that there were not going to be felony charges. And so if that's the case and the details of it and it's investigated and all of a sudden they come out and they say, hey, it's going to be a misdemeanor, then why would you suspend a kid
for
a game?
Even if you don't believe he should be suspended, don't you think?
And there are some people that believe you should be suspended even if it's a misdemeanor, other than a traffic ticket.
No, my point is, don't you think they should have at least acknowledged it? Hey, one of our players, this happened to him. Where he's going to play until we find out.
Well, I think they knew it was eventually going to come out, so they're going to acknowledge it whenever it does come out.
But why? Why? That's what I don't understand.
There's no transparency here.
Right.
There never is with Michigan.
It doesn't benefit them to hold it, is my point.
It did benefit.
It does PR. PR-wise, it hurts. That's my point.
You got past the Ohio State game now, so, you know, look. I think the right way to handle this would have been to not have him dress for the Indiana game and let it be. And if it gets out at that point, it gets out. But for the Harbaugh or Ward Manuel to let it be known, maybe even later on Monday or Tuesday after the Indiana game, this is why Mozzie Smith didn't play.
Right.
You have handled it. You've addressed it. You've held him accountable. Even if you think that maybe he didn't quite deserve it. We are in such a society right now where sometimes you got to go a little over the top, you know, with things, because people want it. It shows accountability to me. But I think even more than that, this is the prosecutor's quote yesterday, why there was a delay. This is an unremarkable timeline for cases that are submitted to us when a defendant is not in custody. If a defendant is in custody, we need to process faster within 48 hours. We have a separate queue set up for review in custody cases. But when a defendant is not in custody, authorization of charges generally moves slower. It was a wholly unremarkable timeline when the suspect isn't in custody. So Amani Bates, he was held overnight.
Unregistered firearm.
Yep.
Mozzie's was registered. I mean, there's some different variables and details that I think are important.
So all I'm going to say is I believe the prosecutor knew what he was doing here and not holding and keeping Mozzie Smith in custody and letting him go so that he could long play it because he's a Michigan fan. That's the way I feel.
The prosecutor didn't get it until a week after they released him. That's what the timeline says that's being reported.
Right.
That it wasn't on his desk until a week later.
Right. There's a disconnect.
Guess who's in the station? It's a Michigan player.
Well, that's not from the prosecution. So
well, you don't know that either, by the way.
Right.
Look, this is why I'm cynical. The most troubling thing about this is that there is an agenda there. He has an interest.
The prosecutor, absolutely, he
does. And it bothers the heck out of me. And this just smells of Michigan stuff. Anytime anything happens at Michigan, you never find out. They always long play it. I don't like how they handle the Dr. Anderson thing. It smells of public relations, so control, spin, and everything.
Let me just ask the question. Do you know that this was slow played? Do you know that this took longer for them to issue the felony charge for Mozzie Smith than for anybody else?
John, you are right in what you just said. I don't know for sure. Just like yesterday when the story broke, and Rico laughed at me, but I said, you technically right now, when the story broke, we didn't know if Harbaugh knew. Well, we have found out that he knew, okay?
Right.
But at the time, so that's kind of like what you're doing here, I believe, you know? And look, you can go to a lot of things. Do you really know? I mean, right, seriously, right. No, we don't. But that's why things need to be looked at.
Exactly.
It's like, do we know Hunter Biden did anything wrong? No, but I mean, you know, seriously.
Yes.
So I just don't believe it.
It needs to be looked at. There's no question it needs to be looked at.
The timing of this coming out after all the important games. By the way, Penn State was the next week after Indiana. And that's why I said if they just wanted to take this head on from the get-go, don't play them against Indiana.
Right.
You dealt with it. It was over. Everybody would have been cool with them playing against Penn State with all the same facts now, right?
With the same facts now, yeah. There's a complete disconnect between the Ann Arbor police report and the prosecuting. I mean, they went back and forth yesterday because the original report said he wasn't even arrested. But then
you got to plug those holes because you're lying, right. You just got to cover up another lie.
And then the police said, no, he actually was arrested. Steven Wyandotte, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. You basically covered what I wanted to say, the lack of transparency, the win-at-all-costs program, despite the fact that they put themselves on a higher ground. Michigan has a long track record of hiding things. And Jansen, I think you're wrong on the roads in the U of M campus. You need to check that because I believe, you know, it is against campus policy to have a gun on campus. He was on campus, okay? Secondly,
I don't know if the roads are owned by the campus or if they're owned by state, city, whatever it is. And I also, I'll have to look at exactly where he was pulled over.
Okay, that's good. That's fine. But like you said, you know, you don't know if the case took longer here or not, but then the prosecutor's lying out of his butt. So yeah, you're giving Michigan the benefit of the doubt. I'll give that to you, okay, because you're a player. But the fact is, anybody looked at this objectively, there's a lack of transparency. This was handled completely poorly, just like the Robert Anderson thing, just like the Juwan Howard thing, just like the hockey program. You know, we'll get rid of somebody when the season's over, or we'll suspend them for a game, but then we'll let them play or coach in the NCAA tournament and the Big Ten tournament. It's a win-at-all-cost program, despite the fact that everybody says that they're above that, okay? There's no doubt in anybody's mind that has any kind of objective look at this that prosecutor's playing games, okay? And you had the University of Virginia school shooting where an ex-football player shoots three football players. Now, does that have anything to do with this? No. But the whole situation with gun violence in this country, they could have just come cleaner earlier.
Right. That's my point. As soon as
that's
it happened.
Exactly right, Stoney. And I'll let you go. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Steve.
Very much.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. We'll take more of your phone calls. Gary Danielson will join us at 7:35. It's Stoney and Jansen, 97 on the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.